Texas real estate headlines. TCAD Property Search gives TX users full parcel lookup options. Travis Central Appraisal District says its property search covers the entire TCAD database and allows searches by owner name, property address, account number, or doing business as DBA. For TX real estate professionals, this centralized search helps speed property verification and due diligence workflows by quickly confirming ownership and parcel details. Use the TCAD property search tool before prospecting or client reviews to validate property records and ownership information. Texas real estate headlines. Texas building permits, TX residential trends and permit statistics. The Texas Real Estate Research Center resource points to Census Bureau building permit survey data covering national, state, and local residential construction trends and permit statistics. Texas real estate professionals can use these permit trends to better anticipate construction activity and demand in the TX housing market. Review the permits page before advising clients on timing, pricing, and development strategy in TX. Texas real estate headlines. Texas Real Estate Commission rolls out free on-demand certified license history tool. The Texas Real Estate Commission announced an automated certified license history tool that lets users print a certified license history on demand at no cost. For TX real estate professionals, this provides a faster, free way to obtain official licensing history documentation for compliance and client-facing verification needs. Use the TREC feature via /article/print-license-history-demand whenever you need a certified license history. Texas Real Estate Updates. Unlock MLS and ABOR drive real estate innovation across Central TX. Unlock MLS and ABOR provide realtors and homebuyers with industry-leading tools, transparent market data, and advocacy to support fairer, more efficient, and more accessible real estate practices in Central Texas. TX real estate professionals can use these capabilities to strengthen local service quality, transparency, and transaction efficiency for clients. Learn more about unlockmls.com/ and review how these resources can support your Central TX practice. Texas Real Estate Updates. Texas Real Estate Commission Rate, What TX Sellers Should Expect. This source explains the average Texas Real Estate Commission rate, how much a TX homeowner might pay a realtor when selling, and practical tips to improve the net proceeds. TX real estate professionals can use these benchmarks to have clearer fee conversations, align listing strategies with seller expectations, and protect outcomes at closing. Share the TX commission baseline and proceed maximizing tips with clients before listing to anchor transparent fee discussions. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlements timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.